A rack of apple crumb pies just came hot out of the oven at Special Touch Bakery on the campus of School of the Holy Childhood.
My job is coring like this. The trick is using a tool, the coring tool and the carrot peeler and a knife for cutting, and also a machine to cut peels.
That's Anthony Genazio. He's 26 and has been working at the bakery for about 5 years. At this school-based workshop, adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities make 17,000 pies every year. Their customers range from individuals who have a sweet tooth to more than 50 local restaurants and retail outlets. The apple crumb is a bestseller, but it's pretty obvious that Anthony takes pride in making other varieties too, like fudge brownie, coconut cloud, and strawberry rhubarb.
I did putting the strawberries into bowls, and I put 2 cups of rhubarb into the bowls, like 2 cups, no heaping.
Special Touch Bakery has been operating out of this kitchen for more than 30 years, but it's about to undergo a monumental change. The state of New York requires that by 2020, agencies that provide pre-vocational training to adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities have to move those individuals out of sheltered settings and into the community. And those with disabilities must be working in an integrated environment right alongside people who don't have disabilities. For Holy Childhood, this means building a commercial bakery in 20,000 square feet of leased space in a building on Mount Reed Boulevard.
It's going to be big and lots of room. It's going to be lots of new pies and lots of new equipment and also meeting new people.
The new people include 25 new hires in the first year and up to 40 jobs in 5 years. 40% of the bakery workers will be people with disabilities. Holy Childhood President and CEO Donna Deedy sees the state mandate as an enormous challenge, but also an opportunity. When business owners are asked about offering jobs to adults with disabilities, she says they often worry that they won't be able to maintain production levels. Aditi challenges that mindset.
You will not find a more dedicated, loyal workforce than the people we are training to be out into the community. They need opportunity, they need access, and they need open minds once and for all from people who will finally come to understand these are people who can and do contribute mightily to the good of our community. If only they're given an opportunity.
The new Special Touch Bakery is getting some of its funding from New York State. It has been identified as a priority project for the Finger Lakes Regional Economic Development Council because it will result in new jobs for people who are living in and at risk of poverty, both within the disabled community and the community at large.
What they will get out of it is this extraordinary sense of satisfaction about a job well done. That's what people want. Is what people want, all people. It doesn't matter whether they're IDD. It just matters that they're going to work, they're making a difference, they're earning a paycheck. Those are the things that we all want out of our jobs.
Deedy said some adults in Holy Childhood Workshop Program may not want to move off campus and work in the community. They have the option of staying at the existing school bakery. It might be used as a test kitchen. Holy Childhood has gotten help from Wegmans and Palmer's Food as they build their new business plan. Palmer's has offered to sell Special Touch pies to its distribution network in 27 states. The workers making those pies, whether they are disabled or non-disabled, will have the same duties, titles, work schedules, and chances for promotion. And this is where Anthony Genazio sees his future.
I feel really excited, and I feel really good about the bakery. I'm going to work here forever and ever, and I'm going to be a mentor to all the coworkers to keep all of my coworkers busy and on time.
Special Touch Bakery is expected to open before the end of this year in time for the holiday season. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.